Thank you. Good morning, everyone. I welcome you to my presentation. I'm from Bangladesh. I work in a network of Smiling Sun, which is funded by USAID. And I will talk about the network. So to begin with, I must say that I have nothing to disclose. And you know that mystery shopping is more or less used in the field of pharmaceutical companies to evaluate their sales status, to know about their market share, and also to knowing the shopkeepers' attitude towards selling their products. But it is not so much used in the health service delivery program. So we actually utilize this approach to assess our quality of services. My presentation will be divided into two parts mainly. One is about the network itself. I will give you some heads up about the network, and then I will talk about the study which we contacted out to a development organization in our country. So you see that the mission of this network is to improving the quality of life of all Bangladeshis by providing services which is friendly, superior, and of course of quality in a sustainable manner. So when you talk about the network, you can see that is this is a flagship program of USAID in our country and the largest NGO-run health service delivery program. And we work in all over the Bangladesh, in all 64 districts, partnering with 26 local NGOs, national or the local level. And also we have got 327 static clinics, and each of the static clinics has got 20 to 25 satellite or outreach sessions. And altogether it is more than 8,800 satellite sessions in the whole country. And apart from the employees, which is more than 5,000, we have got community service provider, and as well as health group members. They are mainly the satisfied customer, and they work for promoting the services of the clinic in the community, and also they work to improve the healthy habits of the community people. The approach we used for providing the services are of three types. One is definitely to increasing the accessibility for the services for the people of the country who are living in the remote and the marginalized areas. And also we supplement and complement the governmental efforts to achieve the health goals of the country, particularly the MDGs 4, 5, and also to 6. And we are mandated to provide at least 30% services to the poor of the community, of the country, and in a sustainable manner so that the services, if the support is lost, has gone away, then even the local NGOs are capacitated or able to provide the services on their own. This is our service delivery model. We do not only treat the customer, treat the patient, we also educate them, counsel them for the prevention. And as we told that we have got the static clinic and satellite clinic, you can see the first column is on the services, and these services are included in our primary healthcare service delivery program, which is commonly known as essential service package. And we provide these services from two sets of static clinics, Vital and Ultra, and also, as I told, the satellite service delivery options are there. The ultra clinics are those clinics which, on the top of the basic services, they have got the self-delivery facilities, and most of them are capable of conducting caesarean sections. Now, talking about the performances we have achieved since the program was launched in 2007, December. So up to June 2012, we conducted more than 86 self-deliveries with single maternal death, and we also provided more than 5 million antenatal care visits, and 2.6 million vaccinations were administered among the children. And as far as the family planning is concerned, we have been able to achieve 6.7 million couple-year protections. And now I will talk about the quality management system of Smiling Sun Network. You can see from here that there are three levels of quality improvement or quality assurance models in place. First, with the national level, which is at the program level, we conduct regular monitoring. Then also quality council. Quality council is a council of the monitoring officers of each of the NGOs. They meet once in a quarter, and this is the highest forum or apex body for constructing the standards protocols in order to improve the service quality. And also we deploy external quality audits by the third parties, and definitely we conducted once the mystery shopping by contracting out this activity to local development partners. And at the NGO level, we have got the sets of monitoring officers. They conduct quality monitoring and supervision. Each clinic is visited twice in a year, and they also monitor the clinic level quality circular. Finally, at the clinic level, we have been commissioned with the model of this quality circle. That means that the NGOs and the clinics, which is the point of service delivery and which is the most focused area for in terms of improving the service quality, they are taking charge of the quality of their own, not depending on the supervisor to come and detect them or suggest them to improve the quality. But finally, I must say that these are all related to the checklist or the forms, but we also work to make them understand the concept of quality, because we believe that the shared vision, leadership, and also the culture and compact are the foundations of the quality. Then I am going to talk about the mystery shopping. This was done to evaluate the service quality of our network, conducted in April to June 2011, and with the specific objectives to understand the level of quality, assess the providers and customers' interactions, assess the perception of the smiling and quality of care, and also the status of the loyal customers. This is the methodology we administered over here. You can see this is a cross-sectional study and included both qualitative and quantitative data analysis. And the tools we use is the focus group discussion, key informant interview, as well as observations and exit interview. Initially, we planned for 50 static clinic and 100 satellite clinic, but actually we ended up with the 49 static and 75 satellite clinic. And study population, you can see the women of the priority age, men, children. And also we talk about the government and the service provider as well in the vicinity of the clinic. And study area included 26 out of 64 districts of the country and 54 sub-districts. These are the services the observers observed, this starting from the child immunization and then family planning, maternal health, limited community care, pharmacy, and also the lab services. And talking about the results of findings, I can share with some of them with you, that the care of immunization, you can see that the vaccination card properly filled out in both the cases, in static and satellite, is 10%. There is a reminding of the next visit, 87% and 95% in the satellite clinic, but there are other areas also that needs to be improved. As far as the antenatal care is concerned, you can see there are some indicators, talking about the nutritional food, then the adequate rest, and not to do heavy work during the pregnancy, are at the satisfactory level in both the cases. But there are other areas that must need to be improved. We in our clinics follow the rational drug use policy. So that is this slide is actually talking about the quality of the prescription and interpretation, and you can see the total column as most of the indicators are at the satisfactory level. And as illness management is concerned, we are talking about the ARI treatment management. There are some areas that is good, but there are definitely some areas that needs special care to improve. As far as the family planning is concerned, you can see that we follow the tiered amendments. So we talk about the method mix, all available contraceptives in the clinic. The customers are made aware of their specific needs, and then they are given the informed choice to adopt the family planning. So some indicators are good, but some are not. And as far as the customer's perception of the quality of care is concerned, it appears good. Then talking about the loyal customers, how they came to know the about the services in the clinic. So you can see that in the static, and the top bar is TV. Although we did not conduct any TV campaign, but in our predecessor program, they conducted huge TV programs, and that remained anchored in the community, and they adequately understood the meaning of the smiling sun in the community. But as far as the satellite teams are concerned, you can see the neighborhood is the main source of the information. And for the client satisfaction, you can see there are areas which are good, but also if we take average into account, then it seems good. But there are some areas also bad, although it is very small in terms of percentage. Then talking about the key findings, you can see that the service providers advise customers to increase their consumption of nutrition food. It is good at the static level, also good at the satellite. And also inquiring about the expectant mothers or the NC mothers' eating habit, it is very bad at the static, but I mean, so 1/4 of the customers were inquired about it. And also family planning, you can see it is information for the side effects. It is less than 40% in static and less than 50% in the satellite screening. There are other key findings also. You can see 100% static and satellite screening prescription was interpreted clearly. And more than 80% cases, static screening ensured full client privacy. And 90% clients were able to share their problems effectively. And they were heard by the service providers. And 50% cases, the satellite spot, the follow-up date was mentioned. Then how we did to improve the, you know, the findings, you know, all clearly shown to us that there are rooms for improvement. So we actually worked with them also. Do we further strengthen the quality circle so that they are going to take charge of their own quality at their own. And also we reinforced to fill up the forms and checklists and also the PDSS cycle to be followed by themselves. And as far as the NGOs are concerned, we also engage them in improving their quality of care. And the most important thing is that we improve their capacity to, you know, finding out their problems in terms of HR, in terms of, you know, gender, perception. And so we improve their capacity to improve their quality of the clinics. And finally, the, you know, how did this, you know, mystery shopping impact our approach to quality improvement, and how, what extra is did it to us to improve the quality? We thought that this is a definitely an unique opportunity to, you know, assess the perpetual quality of the service delivery, and also is going to, find out some of the areas of improvement. And then finally, we were able to understand the mindset of the customer. And definitely, we employed multiple forms of data collection that actually gave us, you know, a versatile opportunity to understand the level of the quality. So I think this is the last slide, and thank you all for being with us.